sick of excuses, endless abuses. That crooked smile, desperate denial. You just heard a snippet of the new single, I Am the Horizon, by the award-winning rock trio Weapons here on Music's Journey. I love this band. They are one of my favorite rock bands on radio today. Weapons have been making so much noise on this side of the border with their live shows. Their performances are amazing, and their hard-hitting rock anthems remain in the top 30 with their last five singles, including their new single, I Am the Horizon. They are going out on tour with Canadian icons and friends, The Trues. Get ready to rock, Canada. This one's going to be one you don't want to miss. Here to talk about all the news and the latest single is bassist and vocalist, Mick.
How's it going, Stan?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad.
It's been busy for you guys, hasn't it?
It's been a little bit busy, yes.
Just a little bit. That's a good thing, because last time I had you guys on the show, you hadn't done much in the live shows yet. You were getting ready to see whether things were going to open up, and you just released your brand new EP. What's been happening since then?
Well, I guess since we last spoke, yeah, we've been able to have a lot more live shows. Like, I'm trying to remember when our last chat was, but yeah.
June, it was when you guys just released the album, yeah.
So maybe that's like right when things were just starting to open up way more, and then we got to go busy, and then yeah, we dropped the EP and had a couple songs hit the top 40 again. So that's all been well and dandy.
Well, that's really good news, because this album is amazing, and I'm sure, you know, it's great to be able to play that live, finally play some of that music live.
Yeah, it feels great. I think a lot of those songs were written with the intent of being good live songs, so it's good to actually be able to play those songs live.
Because you just released, I think it was Unnecessary Evil when I had you guys on. Like, the album was out, but you had just released that single at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Reception for the new music. What's it been like for the live shows?
I think people are generally, like, really excited about everything. Like, I think, for me personally, like, most of the people that I follow on Instagram, or a lot of people who follow me back on Instagram, kind of in some way work in the music industry, or record or have their own studios, and a lot of people really like the sound of everything we did.
Mm-hmm.
General audience reception, I think they like the heaviness of... our latest single release, Eye on the Horizon, just that they really like how heavy it is. It's a new side of Weapons that they haven't gotten to hear yet. So they seem to be really pumped about that.
You guys have got such a great sound in this trio, and you guys are one of my favorite rock bands on radio today. And it's just such a pleasure, you know, to be able to interview you guys and be a part of all the new music you've been releasing, and just seeing the fans just gravitate to you guys, and just seeing how much they really look forward to anything you guys are putting out there.
Well, thank you so much. We also love coming on to here. We also love talking to you. We also love talking to our fans. Like, it's not just the music that we love about doing what we do.
I get a kick every single time I see you doing these little clips and the paint on the side of your face. And it's just, you're so funny. You guys have done some really great things for the fans, and just being able to interact with them. Because you probably wouldn't have been able to do any of that if we hadn't gone through everything that we are. So it's kind of a reset, you know, for everyone. And because you guys were coming off a pretty strong tour that you guys were doing. And since you guys hit the scene in 2019, you've just been hitting the ground running. And then to have to go through, you know, the same thing all the other bands have been going through this last, you know, year and a half. It's just been a real tough time to put new music out. But to see you guys do this well on the radio stations, especially with rock going through what it's going through right now, that transition that we're all seeing, And really tough, right? But you guys have been doing so well. And that's got to say something. You guys have to know deep down inside you've got something special.
I don't know if we have anything special or maybe we're just smart. But I don't know. I guess like you say, everyone's kind of gone through the exact same thing, whether you're in the music industry or not. But if there's nothing you can do about it, all you can do is keep going. Like, mm-hmm. if you have that drive to not stop, then don't stop. And just keep doing what you want to do. And sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't. And as long as you have fun doing it.
You've got some pretty good mentors, too, you know, that have been helping you guys along the way and the people that you've been writing with. Talk to us about working with John for the Trues.
John Angus it's so cool to say that, like, he's an actual friend of the band, because mm-hmm. he's kind of a staple in Canadian music with the Trues. Like, of course, they've had a very successful career. So it's so cool to have a member like that kind of as part of our team. Or, like, if we have a little question, sometimes he can offer some advice on that. And, like, yeah, it's just so cool that we can just have a friend like that. And then as far as mentors and stuff, I'll be honest, my mom's actually taught me a lot of what I know. Mm-hmm. With all the cool bands like Loverboy and stuff in the 80s, like, not even that she was a groupie, but, like, she won, like, a dance competition with Mike Reno. She's always been around music. She's always loved music. Like, it fills her with a lot of joy that I guess I'm able to do as much as I have. And I definitely learned a lot from her about what makes a good band.
Same thing with your grandmother, too.
Perhaps. Well, actually, she's a little more into the not rock stuff, so I don't think our musical shares are as good. But one day, maybe I'll get into jazz a little more.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to be able to have that diversity in your background and to be able to have family members that have got such an interest, you know, into the music industry. And it helps to have that kind of support system behind you, because a lot of the artists out there don't have any family that have any interest in music. They're there to cheer you on and they're there for support. But it's nice when you've got that understanding, you know, with someone like your mom.
Absolutely. And I think we're really lucky to have our family supports, like, not just my family, but, like, Talis's family. Like, can't say enough good stuff about them. Like, they house us up whenever we're in Ontario. Mama Cat, we call her. She's just, like, the best giver ever. So, like, yeah, we're definitely super lucky to have such a strong family support in mm-hmm. our case.
Makes a big difference, especially now, because I'm sure with John, he's probably, you know, talked a lot to you guys too. He's never seen anything like this that we've gone through in the last 2 years within his career. He has gone through other things, you know, where there's been ups and downs, you know, when it comes to radio, being able to write to what radio wants instead of following what you want to do and the kind of music that you want. You're seeing so much fluctuation in the music industry right now. A lot of people that are having a tough time, they got great music, fans love it, and they've got amazing followers, but it's the radio stations that they're having a tough time getting their music played.
Yeah, indeed. And I think there are also a lot of bands that might have radio, but maybe don't have another, or don't have a lot of those aspects. Like, I'm trying to even think, like, sometimes, like, we watch the charts when we're on them. Mm-hmm. We want to see, okay, how high can we go? How high can we go? And then sometimes there'll be, like, a new name on there, but it's an old name, and it's like, huh, they haven't really had radio success before, and now they're able to get that. But, like, they've otherwise had, like, I'm trying to think of who I'm even thinking about. But, yeah, like, there's some bands that will have it all, mm-hmm. but don't have radio. And there's some.
Well, if you don't fit right into that cookie cutter mold, you know, with radio, like, I'm just trying to think of somebody right now that's off the top of my head, Corey Marks. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So he's been hitting, you know, the rock charts, having such a difficult time, you know, when it comes to being recognized as country.
Indeed.
And, you know, it's crazy, but, you know, it's just, but I know that, you know, when a little bit of time, a little bit of patience, you're going to see like so many people like Waylon Jennings and so many of them were outlaws as well. And, yeah, you know, broke the mold and look how big they got. So it's just a matter of just having that perseverance and believing in what you do, believing in the sound that you've got and just following that dream and just hanging in there because radio eventually catches up. Might be a little bit longer road, but you know what? They eventually do.
Exactly. And I love Waylon Jennings, by the way. He is amazing. But yeah, exactly. Like, I think we're kind of lucky with weapons that it's like seemed to like pick up really fast. Like, we kind of really did hit the ground running.
You did. But... you definitely did. And like for rock bands, it's tough. Tough right now. But you guys have been in that niche and you've been staying in the same spot. And, you know, fans are just, you're just getting more and more fans. Your music is just getting better and better the more time that you guys are together. And
I hope so.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Like, this album is amazing from front to back. And, that's good. Yeah. You know, it's just, I know radio doesn't play all of them, but, you know, fans have got that opportunity now to be able to download everything, share their playlists, and other fans getting to recognize songs that they may not hear on the radio today. So pros and cons, right?
Indeed. And I think we will be pushing a couple more songs off of that EP to radio, but we'll let Horizon do its magic that it's doing right now.
And Horizon's doing very well.
Horizon's doing very well, yeah.
So tell us about writing this one.
So I think from the inception of that song, like, I think maybe it was kind of partially triggered by Baby Gone. Like, we had great success with Off the Top of My Heart being our first song released radio, and then By Baby Gone was great too, did a little better for us. And like, I think in some ways that sort of sound, like, we kind of like it a little bit heavier. Like, we all listen to very heavy bands when our music maybe doesn't necessarily sound like it all the time, but I think the result of Horizon or even a lot of the songs on Adios Radio is like, we kind of want to insert a little bit of that dirt that we've been influenced by since we were kids. Like, Jordan's a Metallica guy, Alice loves like Deftones and stuff like that. I grew up on like old school Canadian punk, or like, not old school, but like Cancer Bats and stuff like that. So we all have our heavy roots. So then that's where Horizon kind of came from. We all love Audioslave and Rage Against the Machine, and like, I think we just wanted to make something that's like low, heavy, and moody, and then that's the result of Horizon is the result of all that.
Pretty cool song, and you can see how much the fans absolutely love it. It's actually one of my favorites of yours. Really, really good song. Very good song.
Yeah, I personally really like the flow of it. The way the chords move in the chorus, like, it, I like it.
It is such a good song. We're going to play this one right now. Here is I Am the Horizon by award-winning rock trio Weapons here on Music's Journey.
When the pain gives way to the rusted stains, and you can't cover up the truth, and the self-made gods have all started bleeding. Walls can't hide the ever-watching eyes of a broken, desperate youth, 'cause the hand that feeds is the only one that's eating. That downward spiral in rank and file, a broken vision, a twisted system. Whispers grow to a silent storm, and the floodgate releases, and the lies we sold are all torn to pieces. Sick of excuses, endless abuses. that crooked smile, desperate denial.
That's the new single, I Am the Horizon, by Saskatchewan rock sensation Weapons, here on Music's Journey. I am chatting here with Mick. This has been such an amazing journey for you guys to be able to release this album and to see how well it's done, and then just to be able to explore, you know, these new live shows that you've gotten, being able to play this music for the first time live.
Absolutely.
Now, you've got a show coming up. You got a lot of shows coming up, actually. You got a few of them. Let's go back through the summer a little bit, because I know when I had you on last time, you were doing, I think you had done some drive-in shows at that point.
Yep.
And yeah, and then you guys had, you know, you've been working in the summertime quite a bit and doing some of these sold-out shows.
Well, yeah, we had a really good turnout for a drive-in show, which, like, I think was kind of like, I think as soon as certain bars or venues were opening up, we weren't exactly like the first in necessarily, because, like, honestly, I think most people at that point in time, like, it seemed really hard to even book anything in general, because people were worried, like, okay, well, I don't want to put all this effort and money into promoting or getting a show started only for it to be canceled or for us to go into a lockdown again. So I think it almost feels like music kind of only started happening again in, like, late August.
Mm-hmm. So true. Yep.
It's like, it had like a month and a half for things to get figured out, and then, like, okay, cool, we can have some good shows again. And so, yeah, we started off with a drive-in show at PA, or Prince Albert. Got to see a lot of our prior fans there. We've got a bigger following there than I thought personally. So yeah, we love our fans there. And then it's just kind of been going slowly up and up and up. And then now we're finally going on our first tour at the end of the month here.
Do you think maybe fans, you know, are holding off a little bit too, because they're, so many of the concerts have been canceled, and whether or not they're going to have their tickets honored and the hassles of all that. So I think they were just kind of holding off to see how the summer was going to go.
Yeah.
I think that was a big part of the reasons why people were having some issues with that. But things have opened up a lot, and we're not out of this, even though for sure, we're definitely not out of this yet. But it's nice to be able to see the bookings starting to come in, and you're seeing the festivals book in next year, and they're announcing them next year, and some tours that are going on for a lot of people that are overseas and going to Australia. There's a lot of bands in Canada that are really getting recognized overseas. So it's great to see.
Indeed. And yeah, I think luckily now everything, any kinks that there would have been with shows returning have now been working out, or have now been worked out. So mm-hmm. It's all like, okay, now everyone has a bit of a green light to do what they'd like and tour again. So
nice, because you've got some coming up too.
We do, yeah.
You got the Dirty Q at the Queen's. You've got that one, so the Face the Lion.
That's
and
right.
And Napoleon, so you got that one. When's that one coming up? November 28th, I think?
I actually am, like, the worst with calendars.
I'm pretty sure it's on the Sunday, November 28th at 7 p.m. for that one, I think. Pretty sure.
You might be right. I'm going to take your word for that. I still feel like it's Friday. Oh, wait. That's practically a week ago. So.
Okay. Yeah. So you got some coming up in December as well.
Yes, we do.
So Mad Moxis and Brother Leeds, I think, on December 1st you've got. So Rum Runners. And
yeah.
I think you've also got your Weapons at Live on Elgin. And
that's right.
On December 2nd. But I think you've got the ones that you got with the Trues coming up. So you got that coming up. So that's a big one. Talk to us about that.
So that one will be hitting in January. That I can tell you. Yeah, it's going to be a great way to kick off the new year. Hopefully, symbolically, it means we're going to get through this. We're going to do what we want to do and have fun doing it and make sure everyone else has fun.
Well, that's one thing you guys do well. Your live performances, you definitely do that. I'm hoping, hoping to see you guys. I think on the 28th, you've got one scheduled too.
That would be lovely.
Yeah. Being able to back out in the pits and being able to catch in action would be really good.
For sure. Let us know and maybe we can see if we can get you on a list if there is one.
That would be awesome. That would be really good. So talk to us about being on tour and this announcement for the Trues, because that's pretty special, because he's worked with you guys an awful lot. And, you know, to be able to go on tour with them once again is pretty sweet.
I think so, yeah. I think it's like, because we have played with them before, and yeah, we have had a very consistent working relationship. So, yeah, I think, like, it's just very fitting. Like, it's maybe in this kind of unsure world, it's almost a little nice to go on someone that you're go on tour with, mm-hmm. Someone you're familiar with. That you're not going to be thrown too much into a weird position that you don't know, but okay, just a good run through the prairies with our friends, I think it's a good match, or it's a great way to kick things off.
And he believes so much in your music, and he knows how hard you guys have worked for this, and that's pretty amazing, you know, to be able to get up on stage and be a part of that whole tour. The fans love, you know, the Canadian icons, the Trues. They're ones that I have shot for years, and they have never faltered, you know, when it comes to how the fans see them, you know, in their music. They have just worked just as hard today as what they did back then. And, you know, they are just always at the top of their game and put on one hell of a show.
They do. Mm-hmm. And it's a shining example of you get out of it what you put into it.
It's so true.
Yeah, those guys definitely work hard. They know how to put on a show. They're professionals for sure.
I love watching you guys perform when it comes to I Am the Horizon and seeing that video.
Yeah, that video I got a cold from.
Oh, no. Where did you guys shoot that? I can't remember when you shot it. Because I think you guys had already filmed it when I had you on before. So it would have been still cooler at that point, too.
Actually, we got that one done pretty quickly, pretty recently. I think we only shot it like a month and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually had a pretty quick turnaround on it, but let me tell you, staying in that water didn't feel very quick.
I was gonna say, how'd you get a cold? Because we had such a hot summer most of the time.
We did, yeah.
Yeah. So if you shot it a month and a half ago, well, yeah, still September.
Yeah, I think it was like when it was getting colder, but it was also garden hose water and
it. Oh no.
So yeah, being in that, like, I think the water shots for that music video, we were probably under pouring water for an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
And, well, maybe it would have been, like, earlier October, so it would have been colder by that point. And, yeah, I pretty much instantly got a cold. I don't know about that.
Yeah. A hose, that would be terrible.
It was great.
Ah,
that music
It's not a prank. It's not a prank on you guys.
It's not a prank.
Oh, that's terrible. I guess I can't really regulate that one too well, but that would not have been fun.
I guess not. It makes up for me missing out on sprinklers and slip and slides in the summer.
Yeah, you made up for it there. How long were you out of commission?
I think I never feel out of commission, even when it's a day off. I feel like I'm busy. Maybe not getting paid, but still busy. But yeah, I don't think I was put too out of commission, but I definitely had a drippy nose for a few days there.
Now, you guys have also been working with Clayton Bellamy and Dan Davidson.
I guess kind of similar to John Angus, the working relationship with John Angus. Like, those guys are just like really easy to work with. They're good to work with. I think it's like when we do get together and like jam with a couple lyrics or a couple riff ideas, which like I think we probably have like a couple songs that haven't even been released. But like they're just like I think we notice this more and more, like there's a certain caliber of musician that it's like there's some people who can just take a little grain of something and turn it into a full production.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Davidson, Clayton Bellamy, they're really good at that.
His ears must be burning, because I had him on the show last week, and every time I'm on the show, I'm talking to somebody he's written with recently.
Oh yeah.
And I always joke with him all the time. I said, it's like, yep, we're talking about Dan again. Yep, we're talking about Dan again. Yep, Dan or Clayton. It's always one or the other, right? So it's the time.
They're Albertan workhorses, that's for sure.
Oh yeah. I can't imagine. I just want to see a video, one that's manifested out of Dan's head that you guys do. That would be a scary thought. But he does such a good job.
He does do a good job. I forget what his one music video was with him and the green screen and stuff. That was a really clever video.
The super track one too. Like, he's just done so many, you know, just really, if you go on his YouTube and you're seeing all the ones that he releases, he got something out once a month. Doesn't matter whether it's a release or not. There's something that goes on in his head. And it's just just to sit in there for 5 minutes, just to see, you know, what thoughts come in there, you know, how those videos come out at the end. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, his brain's always running.
That it is.
If you aren't busy, then you're not working.
That's true. He is talented. He is so talented. So is Clayton Bellamy for the Roadhammers. Boy, they are just such great artists to be working with. And you always have those ones that you're comfortable with, that you know, like you said, you can sit in for 5 minutes, you know darn well that if you just have just a title, or you just have, you know, a hook, or, you know, something that you guys are working on, they're going to be able to do something with that each and every time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's even better when it's like, just like so collaborative that it's like it goes both ways. Like, one guy comes up with something and then the other guy bounces off of that, which leads the other guy to bounce off of it, and then one guy comes up with a hook based on those three ideas. So that's what really makes our songwriting sessions cool, that it's like it's kind of like everyone gets their own part. Like, mm-hmm. Demon Horizon, I love that song. One more thing to say about that song, I love how, like, even the three of us, it's almost like we each get our own musical moment. There's a sweet drum fill, I get a bass fill, the guitar has a solo. Like, it's like, it really represents everything that we do.
I agree with you there. That's the one thing, that your guitar riffs are something that's been so, it stands out front every single time in the songs that you guys write and put out there. And it's just nice to see you coming into your own too in the songwriting, because I know that's been a new journey for you. And you've done so well with it. How do you feel now in the process?
I'm still learning, personally, that's for sure. I think I'm getting a little better at it. Like, oh my gosh, fire rhymes with tire. So I'm getting there.
See, I know you've been around Dan. you've been around him.
Yeah, we all make butt jokes with each other.
Any more pranks on the road since you got out in the summer?
I guess not yet. Oh. We'll see if we get pranked on the next road trip here.
Does Jonathan or anybody on, like, the Trues, I don't think they do too much of that, right?
I guess we won't know till the end. Oh. It would be great if they did prank us.
I'll have to message him. As long as somebody films it, it would be really good.
Yeah, like, maybe they'll change my wardrobe to a dress and I'll end up liking the dress better. So maybe I'll end up pranking them.
You would. You would.
The reverse prankaroo.
Oh, or they might just sit there and just pass out ahead of time before you guys get out there. Just pass out ahead of time and just say, you know what, don't clap. Don't respond. And just let you guys get out there and nothing.
I'm trying to remember, I think in the last year, maybe I was like, you know, the metal music media outlet Loudwire?
Mm-hmm, very much.
They put out a video of like the top 10 best times that like touring bands were pranked by their fellow musicians or something. And I forget what half of them were, but it's like, okay, cool. That's the thing that bands do with each other. It's awesome.
I'm just scared of you and Dan together. What you would end up doing.
Yeah, I don't know. As long as he doesn't put ghost peppers on my mic, I'm fine.
Yes, that was that.
Like ghost peppers, just while I'm singing.
That would be so hard, though. It'd be so hard. Just the look on your face, just trying to get through the set, it would be so hard.
Big red puffy lips, yeah.
Yeah, and all those pictures that you're going to have afterwards that are out there.
That's right.
Okay, do you have time for a couple burning questions?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to remember all the ones I've asked you. I can't remember. Okay, so rock collaboration that you would love to do, just for you.
That is a very good question. I mean, like, all-time childhood dream. Probably every time you've asked a burning question, I've probably brought this band up at some point or another. But childhood dream would be to write a song with Billy Talent or like tour with them. Like, they are the reason why I'm here, a broke musician chasing his dream. I can't thank that band enough. But then,
if you could travel anywhere in the world and experience the culture of the people, where would you want to go?
It might be mildly cliche, but I do really like a lot about Japan. It's got car culture. I like their particular appreciation for certain history. I like samurai and stuff like that. So I don't know, I just feel like it would be really cool to at least tour there. But if I could spend a couple weeks there and just walk around, like, I think that would be really sweet.
One of the places that's on my list too. Okay, if you could own any bass or guitar from any of your icons, past or present, who would it be and why?
I think I'm pretty lucky because maybe I'm not quite a rusty in Orchestraville. I've already got what I know I want and need.
Ooh.
But I absolutely, positively have to get an Ampeg Dan Armstrong bass before I die.
Nice.
It's like the clear bass. It's made out of lucite, so it's see-through. And I forget his name. The guy from Thin Lizzy played it. And
other
band
cool.
I really like, Death From Above, Jesse Keeler uses them pretty religiously. So, and I've just always loved those basses. Like, how can you not love a bass that you can see through?
It would be that, nice.
That's like the only instrument that I air quotes need.
Okay, very cool. Nice. Favorite song of all time, whether any genre. So, and why does it mean something to you?
Yeah, this is a really tough one. Like, I'll probably answer this and then I'll have like 10 others come to mind when I get off the phone. But one of my consistent favorites is Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers. And it's because, like, it's like a 3 or 4 minute long guitar solo that does not feel its length at all. And I think that's the first solo that I ever cried to, because it's like, whoa, a solo is musical. It's not just an opportunity to show off. Like, it's an extension of a song. It's a valid section of a song. Like, it adds something. It is saying its own thing. So I think that was the first time I ever realized that. And every time I pop on Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers, I still get a little bit of a tear jerk.
Nice. Very nice.
Just beautiful.
Who's your favorite band on radio today?
Actively on radio? Mm-hmm. Billy Talent's been on radio again, so they're always going to be my number one.
I never got sick of shooting their concerts. Just absolutely loved it. Cancer Bats are one that I shot a lot, but Billy Talent I never missed.
Awesome. So, yeah. Every time Billy Talent's been in my, like, I got into them, or like, they literally had an impact on every sibling in my family, and like my whole family ended up liking Billy Talent. So every time that they've been through Saskatoon, I think we went almost every time. So,
wow.
And it would be a family affair. Everyone's in on it.
Nice. I know Alexis on Fire always played with, you know, Billy Talent and then Cancer Bats. There was so many of them. I used to do at Edge Fest every year.
The best concert I ever went to was seeing Alexis on Fire, Cancer Bats, Against Me, and Billy Talent in the same night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost like that concert was tailor-made for 11-year-old me.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, so favorite moment with your bandmates so far?
Ooh, there are a lot of those. To me, the shining moments really are just being on the road. And I think that remains the same, or that remains true for all of us. Like, we love going out, playing, doing what we love to do. Talking with fans is like, it's just so rewarding. Like, it's so, not to use the word humbling, but like, it's like very humbling. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, I actually did something that means something to somebody. They actually like what we're doing here. Like, it's just so, it's just like such a cool moment for that to happen, when it's like your music might actually impact someone in a positive way. It's like, it's just so awesome. So talking with fans, we can't do anything without our fans. They are the reason why we're able to keep together, to hold together, able to create more. Like, I don't think any band would exist without fans.
Exactly. Well, I think that validation, you know, to something that means something to you when you're putting your work out there, it doesn't matter what you're doing, but especially with music, you know, to be able to have that touch somebody's soul and, you know, as you said, makes a difference in their lives and has impact, and you're influencing them for the rest of their life. Because they'll always remember you along the way, just like you remember the ones that influenced you, right?
That is true. They've definitely influenced me.
Mm-hmm. And you've got some pretty special, you know, influences that you've had growing up. And that's never going to change. There are always going to be some new bands that are coming out that you guys are all going to learn from. And different sounds that are coming out, you know, that'll continue to be evolving. And you guys will do the same. So really, really happy to have you guys back. Is there any other news that you guys have got coming up?
It seems like you're already in the know.
Yeah.
Be sure to, of course, thank you for listening to Audios Radio, Kim. We really appreciate it. To any listeners, yes, Audios Radio is available on Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere you can stream music from. You can buy the CD from us. That helps us out a lot. We're going on tour in late November to early December, so follow our socials for more on that. And then in the new year, as you know, we are opening for the Trues. And I think that is everything for now. So hopefully we can see everybody on any one of those dates.
Now, you've got most of the stuff that you when it comes to your show dates and latest news. It's either on your Facebook or Instagram is where they find most of that information, right?
That is correct. So yeah, okay. Follow us on Instagram at W3APonsMusic. And yeah, same thing on Facebook. And that is the best way to stay in the know with us.
And you guys are going to be releasing, you think, a couple more on radio from the album?
We think so. So stay tuned.
Any more videos coming up for those?
I don't think there are any immediate plans, but I think any opportunities that are worth making a video for, it's fun making videos. So yeah, it would be great if we can just buy another video.
I'm going to bug Dan. Get him to do something with you guys. It would be so fun.
You might get us some inflatable cockroach costumes or something.
You just don't know. You just never know with Dan. But you know what? It would be so much fun just to have that little bit of humor. You know, January is always a long time, but you know, now that you guys are going on the road with the Trues, it's going to be so much easier for you guys. So fans are going to have something to look forward to. That's going to be awesome. And you got your shows coming up all of December. You've got your show at the end of November, and you'll have that. That's on your Facebook page right now. They can take a look at that. And we'll be posting it for you again on the article. So it's always a pleasure, Mick, to have you here. And say hi to the guys for us. And if I don't talk to you between now and Christmas, have a wonderful holiday.
Same to you, Ken. And yeah, thank you so much for having me on again. Maybe next time all three of us will be on.
That'd be awesome.
To you. And yeah, we hope we can see you on one of these show dates.
It's coming. I'm going to be there. I'm telling you, it'd be nice to do the interviews backstage live instead of having to do it this way. So we're going to get there.
That'd be cool. We're here for it.
All righty. You take care of yourself. All right. And have some fun with these shows. And I'm going to hear all about it on your socials. It'll be great to see.
We'll have fun if you have fun. Thanks Absolute. So much.
All right. You take care. Say hi to everybody for us.
I shall.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, Mick, from the trio Weapons, for coming on the show. I have some exciting shows coming up for you that you don't want to miss. I've got Corey Marks, Katie Hurt, Molly Annell, Cross Parallel, Jake Hoot, Taming Sari, Jamie Warren, the rock band FKB, Annika, Kea, Lemon Cash, David Boy James, Alex Hughes, and so many more. Exciting shows that I can't wait to bring to you, so it's going to be so much fun. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your day here on Music's Journey. Thank you for tuning in and have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll catch you next time here on Music's Journey. I can't wait for a knock at the door. I don't know what to believe anymore. Never seen anything like this before. Never seen anything like this before. I'm just trying to be brave.
people. Falling.